baseline Costello, downloaded Darch on the right block, right back out to Costello. Around the go to the left elbow for Litson. Bulldogs moving the ball well. Costello will launch one. It is long. That's Rydell with a shot, and it goes over the rim. 2:40 remaining in the first. 9-4, Bulldogs. Three-point shot on the way for King Cove. Just rattled in and out, and the ball's going to go out of bounds at last touch by the Bulldogs. Chanel Newman pulling right online from three-point range, but the rim spit it back out. 2:36 to go here in the first. 9-4, Nikiski. Inbound pass comes out to Chanel Newman. She'll bring it out top to Peyton. Leave it there. Now she sets a high screen for her. Pass will go to the wing. Rachel with a shot up and good. Rachel Yatsmenov, number 50, with two. 9-6, and the Bulldogs quickly the other way. We get inside to Cook. She'll go to Liston. Down low for Darch. Spins, shot, and it doesn't go, but she's fouled. Darch is going to shoot the first free throws of the game. Foul will go against Kaylee Calver, her first. And the third foul against King Cove. 9-6 in favor of the Bulldogs. And Alicia Darch at the free throw line. First free throw on its way is good. In the ball game now, returning for the Bulldogs, Litke will check in. Costello will check in. Litson will come to the bench. And somebody else had to leave. Rydell will go back to the bench. Second free throw coming up here for Darch on its way. Got them both. 2-for-2 from the free throw line for Darch. It's 11-6 now, Bulldogs. Quickly, the inbound pass again comes in to Peyton. Kazakin in traffic just gets it away to Chanel Newman to the wing on the right side. Shot on the way, rims in and out. Nice rebound inside. Fought for, back to the top. Three-point shot is off the mark. And Darch with the rebound for Nikiski, but then throws away the outlet pass. Good work inside by Cameron Samuelson getting the offensive rebound. It will be King Cove basketball with 2 minutes still to play in the first. And the take out from the baseline. Pass will come out for Rachel. Yatsmenov will give it to the top of the key to Peyton. Kuzakin with the basketball now. Looking for a high screen. Gives up her dribble. She'll go to the left wing instead. Rachel trying to back Cook down. Will hand it off. Now the Bulldogs getting the ball in the corner. They'll trap and a steal. Here comes Costello on the runout. Will lay it up and got it. The Bulldogs trap in the corner, and then they steal the out pass, and a timeout called by King Cove. 13-6 in favor of the Bulldogs. Back in 30 seconds with more high school basketball here on KSRM.
A cleaner home today. Mazera Steamway. 283-3229. The carpet you can't go wrong. And tile and stone, you're not alone. At GoSteamway.com. A cleaner home today. Mazera Steamway.
All right. Welcome back. It is 13-6 in favor of the Nikiski Bulldogs with a minute and a half remaining in the first. And King Cove with the basketball. Welcome to all those guys listening in at KSDP down in Sandpoint, King Cove. Glad you're able to join us for today's game. As the King Cove rookies move the ball around the perimeter to the right wing, right corner, and then back out top to the point. Showing a little patience on the offense now. Peyton Kuzakin with the basketball. Over on the far right wing, Liston will step out on her. There's that high screen again from Newman as they play pick and roll above the three-point line, but nothing opens up. Working down on the baseline, Cameron Samuelson trying to get position on the block. And King Cove continues to maneuver above the three-point line, just going around the semicircle. A reach in, we're going to have a foul. On the Bulldogs, going for the steal is Allison Litke, and that'll be her first, and that'll be the third foul now on the Bulldogs. One on Litson, one on Darch, and now one on Litke. Under a minute to go in the first quarter as the inbound pass comes in to Rachel Yatsmenov. Her pass to the top, stolen away. Thompson with the steal. Thompson with the push goes right down the middle of the key, off the glass and good. Rachel Thompson with 5 points in the first quarter. 15-6 now in favor of the Bulldog girls. Cross-court pass, bounce pass across the middle, and Rachel comes across, knocks it to the floor, and we have another held ball. As King Cove saw the opening, that was good passing, but just even better hustle on Rachel Thompson to get back on defense. We get there just in time to disrupt the pass. 15-6 in favor of Nikiski. Bounce pass to the inside is knocked loose, and the Bulldogs will come away with a steal. Litke with the ball. Lead pass ahead for Costello. Has Darch on the right block. They'll bring it out top instead. Bulldogs, will they work for the last shot? There's 12 seconds on the clock. They'll reverse it around. Cook with it on the left elbow. Back up top. Over to Costello for three on its way. Rims in and out. Rebound. Darch fighting for it. Tipped in the air. Got it back and put it in at the buzzer. Basket will count. And it is 17-6 at the end of one quarter of play. We're taking a minute break here. We'll be back for more high school basketball. They're on KSRM 920 AM, RadioKenai.com.
Join Sportsman's Warehouse this month for their free in-house events every Saturday. February 8th, it's NRA First, Basic Pistol Information, brought to you by Devil Dog Enterprises. February 15th, Introduction to Archery Bow Tuning. And February 26th, Intermediate GPS Class. With attendance, receive not only top quality information, but you get a discount coupon redeemable at Sportsman's Warehouse. Limited to one per person. Sportsman's Warehouse, the great indoors for those who love the great outdoors.
Concerned about your snoring? At Alaska Sleep Clinic, they understand you want to meet with a sleep specialist right here in Soldotna. Now you can. Alaska Sleep Clinic's medical director, Dr. Alec Glass, is a board-certified sleep specialist and a Mayo Clinic-trained neurologist. To schedule an appointment today, call Alaska Sleep Clinic, 420-0540. That's 420-0540.
Welcome back. We're ready for our second quarter play. Coach Dan Gess will bring you high school basketball. Thanks to all of our engineers. They're going to be working hard today. Basketball, hockey. We're going to cram in everything we can this weekend. Nikiski with the ball to start our second quarter. Long three-point shot on its way. Rebound fought for, and King Cove will come away with it. And pushing it down the right sideline is going to be Chanel Newman. Newman will swing it around to the top and now over to the left wing as Rachel quickly just catches and hands it right back again to Peyton. Peyton in the corner. She's got to get out of there, and they'll turn it over. Pass came out a little hot, went off the chest of Newman, and here come the Bulldogs. As Thompson will bounce it over to Rydell in the right corner, back out top for Costello. Bobbled it for a moment. We're going to have a reach-in foul. Going after the steal on the play was number 20, Chanel Newman, and now she's picked up her second foul. Fourth one, charge to the King Cove girls, the rookies. And Rachel Thompson with the basketball at the top of the key. 17-6 after one quarter. And a whistle away from the ball and an illegal screen. We have an illegal screen called on Alicia Darch. That'll be her second foul. And number four now on Nikiski. As King Cove will get the basketball back. 7 minutes still to go in our first half. Dribbling back and forth now is Peyton Kuzakin will pass it, a lob pass over to Newman. Newman tries to drive the baseline, has knocked away. It'll still be King Cove basketball from the baseline. Checking back in, Kaylee Culver will come into the ballgame now for McKenna Gould, who is playing there at the start of the second quarter. Gould will go back to the bench. Finished up the end of the first and the first part of the second quarter. Pass down low, bobbled for a moment. Samuelson unable to get a handle on it, and it'll go out of bounds. 17-6 now in favor of Nikiski. Scott Anderson giving directions to his point guard, Rachel Thompson. Ball will come over to Rydell on the right wing to the right corner. Litsky, bounce pass down to Darch, puts off the glass and got it. And Alicia Darch with a basket. It is 17-6 at the quarter, and now it is 19-6. And a blocking foul coming up here on the Bulldogs going after the steal. That foul will go against Rydell. Her first and five now on Kiske. Quick shot taken. It's off the back of the rim. Here come the Bulldogs back the other way again. In low for Darch, running the floor well. Had her shot blocked. Oh, we're going to get a foul call, though, on King Cove. And two free throws coming up for Alicia Darch. And that foul will go on Kaylee Culver, and she'll pick up her second foul. Darch does a nice job of keeping the ball up high so the officials can really see and get hit on the arm, as opposed to bringing it down around your waist. And Darch has made 3 for 3 from the free throw line. She has another free throw here. Alicia Darch has shot the only free throws of the game. 20-6 now, Bulldogs. And Darch, next free throw, got it. She's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 6:18 remaining in our first half. Quick inbound pass and ahead now to Newman. Newman will stop, give up the basketball to Kuzakin. cross to the left wing. They'll get it in the hands of Rachel Yachmenoff, trying to drive. Has the ball knocked away into the backcourt. It'll still be Kinko basketball. They'll take it out on the far sideline. Gina Litson now will check in for the Bulldogs and for Costello. We have 6 minutes remaining in the first half. 21-6 in favor of the Nikiski girls. Kinko with the basketball once again, going from right to left in their black and gold uniforms. Out by the timeline, Newman gives up her dribble. Peyton has to come over and get the ball from her. Now a high screen. Peyton goes off the screen, drives the left side off the glass and got it. There's your high pick and roll. Worked that time. And it's now 21-8 in favor of the Bulldogs. Nikiski quickly down the other way. Fast break isn't there, so they bring it back out to the top. Litson with the ball. Swing across to Riddell at the left elbow. Back to Litson. Her shot, front rim is off and tipped and out of bounds. And it will belong to King Cove. As Jody Cook now will check back in for the Bulldogs, and she will come in for Allison Lipke. 5:19 still to go in our first half of play here on KSRM, 9:20 a.m., the first basketball game of the day. Got a pair of hockey games coming your way here on KSRM, starting at 5 o'clock, the semifinal round in the North Star Conference Tournament. There's a shot, and it's going to go over the rim, taken by Rachel, and it will go out of bounds, last touch by the Bulldogs. So Kaylee Calver will take it out of bounds for King Cove. They'll stack up on the right side of the key. Calver from the baseline. And she'll lob it in to Rachel Yasmenoff in the right corner. Back out top, they will come to Chanel Newman. She'll reset the offense. Coming up on her on defense is Haley Rydell. Bulldogs play man-to-man defense. King Cove playing a zone defense. Bounce pass back out to the top again. Peyton Kuzakin with Thompson on her. Thompson knocked it loose for a moment. Peyton gets it back in. Now it's tipped away. And Rachel on the steal, the run out, and the basket. Quick hands for Rachel Thompson. She just waited for Peyton to change direction, and she was there to meet her. And we got a travel violation now on King Cove. 4:36 remaining in our first half of play. It's now 23-8 in favor of the Bulldog girls. Nikiski in the 3A division of high school basketball at King Cove. We'll see them in the small school as they advance their way through the playoffs. Pass, trying to get it in low, bounced loose, and a 3-second violation on Nikiski. The ball will go over to King Cove. Bulldog girls trying to get tuned up 1 month until we get to those conference tournaments. Pass across the middle, stolen. Riddell with a shot. No, Cook has the rebound. Bounce pass back to Riddell, put it over the rim. And with the rebound coming the other way, a long lead pass up ahead for King Cove. A shot off the rim, doesn't go. And a rebound for Darch as Cameron Samuelson ain't able to convert. And everybody turn around, run the other way, and Thompson will outrun them all and lay it up and in. Rachel Thompson with her fourth basket. And a timeout called on the floor as Costello is checking back in for the Bulldogs. We're halfway through the second quarter and a full minute timeout. It's 25-8 Bulldogs here on KSRM.
At Who Family Dentistry, their total focus is on making your dental experience as pleasant as possible. That's why they are excited about inviting you to try the revolutionary all-natural NuCom system. No drugs, no side effects, just an all-natural process that will leave you stress-free during your next dental visit. You'll be amazed. Call 262-6466 today for more information and a complimentary dental consultation. Who Family Dentistry in Soldana. Relax, you're at the dentist. 262-6466.
Tasting notes for the Carl's Jr. Philly Cheesesteak Burger.
You can't top a genuine Philly cheesesteak. In a way, the juicy steak mixes in with all the grilled onions and peppers. And then how that cheese gets melted just right. You just can't beat that until you put it on a juicy charbroil burger. So that beats it. That'll beat it.
The Philly Cheesesteak Burger. It's a cheesesteak on a burger. Only at Carl's Jr. for a limited time at participating restaurants.
Welcome back to Listen to High School Basketball on this Friday afternoon on KSRM, 9:20 a.m. and KSDP out in Sandpoint. Welcome to all you folks listening in there. You get a chance to hear your girls as they're on this extended road trip. 4 minutes left in the first half. It is 25-8 in favor of the Bulldogs. Full court pressure for Nikiski will knock the ball loose, and Sandpoint will try it again into the ballgame now for the rookies. McKenna Gould will return. And Gould will come in and give Samuelson a rest there. No, actually, she's going to come in and for Yachmenoff. ball knocked out of bounds once again, and Kinko would take it out from about half court on the far sideline. 25-8, Bulldogs. Inbound pass into the backcourt for Newman. She'll bring it across the timeline. Keeps her dribble alive. Bulldogs in man-to-man defense. If you go in the corner, they're going to come around and trap. Otherwise, it's pretty straight man-to-man. Gould with a three-point shot. Goes off the front of the rim. Long rebound. Thompson has it. Looks up ahead for Litson. We'll throw it to Litsky instead on the left wing. Now to Litson in the left corner. Bounce pass inside and back out it will come. Bulldogs moving the ball around the perimeter. Bounce pass into Cook from Costello. Back out to Costello. 3:20 remaining. Now Litson from the free throw line. Her shot off the rim. Litsky with the rebound. And out to Litson. She'll try again. And she's going to get fouled on the second try. Chyna Litson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul will be on number 41. And that's Kaylee Calver's third personal foul. 16 foul. 3:16 remaining here in the first half. First free throw is short off the front of the rim for Chyna Litson. The Bulldogs were 4-for-4. All those were Alicia Darche's free throws. But Chyna Litson 0-for-1 and another free throw coming up. Second free throw is good. So Bulldogs now are 5 out of 6, and Litson is 1-for-2. 26-8 in favor of Nikiski. Inbound pass. Bulldogs trying to trap at the corner, knock the ball loose. Litsky with it. We'll drive the left wing, lay it up and in. Allison Litsky. 3 minutes now remaining in the first half. And we've got a whistle and a blocking foul on Allison Litsky, her second. And that will be 6 now, in my book anyway, on Litsky. Into the ball game. Darche will return, coming in for Cook. Coach Paul Barker trying to get his girls to not try and dribble by themselves, pass the ball through that full-court pressure. Bounce pass across the middle to Newman. Tries to drive in the key, and she'll get a travel violation. So too much dribbling. Yeah, Coach Paul Barker is correct. Pass the ball through is much more effective. 28-8 in favor of Nikiski. 2:45 still to play in our first half. Litson with the ball on the far left wing. Goes to Litke at the free throw line and puts it up and in. Nice flash for Litson, or Litke, and she makes the basket on a pass from Litson. With those all turned around, Litch not playing today. Usually they got the three L's going. And we got a held ball. Possession arrow stays with King Cove. Into the ballgame now for the Bulldogs, number 30, Ariana Parrish will come in for the first time. And Parrish enters the game. Thompson is out right now. Pass will come in to Newman. At the high circle, pivoting, looking for help, puts the shot up, rims it in and out, and a rebound for Darche. Outlet pass will come out. Oh, there's Thompson. Thompson will push to the right wing, skip it across for Parrish on the left side. Parrish with the basketball. She's going to travel as she puts the ball on the floor. 2:09, still to go. Over on the sideline, Rachel Yachmenov. A cramp in her calf. She's trying to work that out on the sideline. That teammate pulling on her feet, trying to work that calf out. 2 minutes now remaining in the first half, 30-8 in favor of the Bulldog girls. At the top of the key is Newman, waiting for a high screen from Gould. She'll hand the ball off to Gould, who loses her dribble right away. Then a backdoor pass to Kuzikin. Her shot down low will go to Samuelson, and her shot is blocked away. And the Bulldogs come up with the basketball. 1:40 remaining. First half here between the Bulldogs and the Rookies. That's to the baseline, all the way back out for Thompson once again. A minute and a half remaining in the first half. 30-8, Thompson left wide open, shoots the three and drills it. That's her second three-point shot and 12 points here in the first half. 1:20 now left to play in half number one. Just one girls varsity game here today from Nikiski, no boys game. Shot, rebound inside, put up and in. And the basket is good. Number 33, Samuelson with the offensive rebound and the putback. Costello with a shot from the outside. It doesn't drop. It is 33-10, rebound, Bulldogs to the baseline to Parrish. Parrish trying to maneuver in traffic. Will bounce it into Darche and get it right back again. Parrish looked at the three, thought about it. Instead, we get a travel violation on Thompson. 33-10, Nikiski girls. Stay with us for our Kenai Peninsula McDonald's halftime report. As we'll recap our first half and go through that schedule on the day for you once again. with all the action we have, basketball and hockey today. And a turnover again for King Cove. Bulldogs has dropped out of the full court press that was turned over in the half court. 40 seconds now left to go in this first half of play. As the Bulldogs had the basketball and a 23-point lead. Pass to Thompson on the wing from Costello, rotating up. Rachel bring the ball all the way to the top. They'll skip it across for Parrish. Parrish is open, launches it, hit it. Two-pointer for Parrish, had a foot on the line. Parrish's first shot of the game, she drills it from 19 feet out. 35-10 now in favor of the Bulldogs. Pass across the lane, knocked out of bounds. Into the ball game, number 15 for King Cove. That's Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. And she will come in for Newman. Give Newman a rest here. 35-10, 7 seconds left. Bounce pass comes in and goes off the leg of Newman and out of bounds. Pass hit her right in the foot. Not much you can do on that one when you get a pass like that. Checking in now for the Bulldogs quickly. Number 32, Avery Kornstedt will come in. As the Bulldogs with 6 seconds left. Inbound pass. Cousin Thompson, across the timeline, over to Costello, launches it, got it, oh my. Three-pointer at the buzzer for Katie Costello. Bulldogs clicking on all cylinders at the end of one half of play. 38 for Nikiski and 10 for the King Cove rookies. We'll take a minute break here. We'll come back. We'll start up our Kenai Peninsula McDonald's halftime report. It's up next on KSRM 920 AM and RadioKenai.com on the web.
Whether you're waiting to get on your snow machine or holding out for fishing season, either way, the wait is better with McDonald's. And for a limited time, you can get two McDoubles for only $3. You heard right, two McDoubles for only $3. But if breakfast happens to be your thing, try two breakfast burritos for only $3. Yep, two breakfast burritos for only $3 at any Kenai Peninsula McDonald's. Da-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it.
Residential Mortgage provides lending services throughout the state of Alaska. And Aaron Swanson is Residential Mortgage's Kenai Peninsula specialist, providing lending opportunities to borrowers all over the Kenai Peninsula. Offers a wide variety of programs such as the VA mortgage, the FHA mortgage, and jumbo mortgages.
Hi, I'm Aaron Swanson with Residential Mortgage in Soldotna. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to my loyal clients for your business and referrals. Your financial needs are my top priority.
Aaron Swanson at Residential Mortgage in Soldotna, where it's more than just a house. It's your home.
The high school basketball halftime report continues with a McDonald's halftime report with highlights, stats, and game recaps. Let's return courtside with today's broadcast team.
Welcome back. Coach Dan Gitzel bringing high school basketball on this Saturday afternoon, the first of what will be many in the next day or so. Glad you can join us on KSRM 920 AM for our contest between the Nikiski Bulldogs playing in 3A basketball in the South Central Conference against King Cove. The rookies traveling a long ways to get on this road trip from Western Alaska. We welcome them here. Welcome to everybody listening in at KSDP in Sandpoint as well. And thanks to Austin for helping get everything arranged for you guys so you can hear your broadcast today and tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning's game is 10:30 start time in the morning out in the King Cove area and Sandpoint area as they take on the Kenai Cardinals. Now, they'll be playing the JV team from Kenai as the varsity team from Kenai is up at the Diamond Tournament for the weekend. 38-10 in favor of Nikiski after one half of play. Let's take a look at the scoring first for King Cove. Chanel Newman with one basket for 2 points. Peyton Kuzikin with one basket for 2 points. Cameron Samuelson has a pair of baskets, 4 points. And one basket for Rachel Yatsmenov, 2 points for her. And she was battling cramping calves over here on the sideline for most of that second quarter. So hopefully she'll get some water in or get a little hydration and they'll get back out on the floor. Total of 10 for King Cove, 2 fouls for Newman and 3 for Kaylee Calver. So have to watch out for foul trouble. For the Nikiski Bulldogs, 38 points total, 17 in the first quarter, and they follow that up with a 19-point second quarter. Leading the way is Rachel Thompson, a pair of three-pointers. She has 5 field goals total and a total of 12 points in the first half. Alicia Darch with 8 points, 2 field goals, and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Also 4 points for Jody Cook on a pair of field goals. Katie Costello with 5 points on a 1 3-pointer she hit at the buzzer and another field goal. 2 points for Adriana Parrish and 6 points for Alice Justin Litke on three field goals. Chyna Liston has 1 point, one for two from the free throw line. That would be a total of 38. Two fouls for Alicia Darch, two for Allison Litke, and they're the only ones for the Bulldogs that have two fouls. 38-10 in favor of the Nikiski girls. All right, now, one more time. On the schedule change, there is no Nikiski at Homer basketball this coming Monday on the 10th of February. That games have been moved to the 24th of February, which is also a Monday. Nikiski will travel to Homer on the 24th, so no Nikiski basketball this Monday. Make sure you make that change on your calendar. You'll listen to the Kenai Peninsula McDonald's Halftime Report, whether you're waiting to get on your snow machine or holding out for fishing season. Either way, the wait is better with McDonald's, and for a limited time only on your Kenai Peninsula McDonald's, you can get two McDoubles for just $3, but if it's breakfast time, you can get two breakfast burritos for $3. Any way you like it, Kenai Peninsula McDonald's. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm loving it. How about that? All right. We're going to send it back to our studios. We'll take ourselves a little, we'll make it a four-minute break. When we come back, we'll continue our halftime report and get ready for our second half of play. It's 38-10 in favor of Nikiski, and you're listening to high school basketball here on KSRM 920 AM. We're back in 4 minutes. On KSRM, the Nikiski Bulldog Girls 38, King Cove just 10. And a reminder for you folks in King Cove, glad you can join us on KSDP in Sandpoint. And you'll have a game tomorrow morning at 10:30 for you Nikiski Bulldog fans. This will be it until the end of next week, as they finally have to take some days off. They've been playing all these tournament games. You're only allowed to play so many games. All right, so we will go here in the second half. The Bulldogs will be going from our right to left as we get to sit right here at the main score table. And it will be Nikiski basketball on the possession arrow. Thompson will take it out from the far sideline. So we're set to go with our second half of play. The rookies in their black uniforms trimmed with gold. And the Bulldogs in white today trimmed in black and gray. Inbound pass will come in. And Thompson with the basketball at the top of the key. As King Cove will stay in their 2-3 zone. Get past the Cook to the high pass to Litschke in traffic, bobbled it. It goes back out to Thompson, who launches it and rims in and out on a three. Costello with the putback is too hard. Ball tipped and cleared out of traffic with the basketball is Kaylee Calver. Calver will get the ball up ahead now, and Peyton Kuzikin will bring it up. She gets a high screen, but the ball comes popping free, and it'll be picked up off the floor by Darch. Lead pass up ahead for Litschke. Litschke will give it back to Thompson. The Bulldogs will set from there. Half-court offensive set for the Bulldogs as they spread the floor. Kick it across the key to the left elbow. Back to the top. Now over to Cook on the right wing. Left elbow from 12. Her shot is over the rim. Tipped in the air. Costello will save it and clear it for the Bulldogs. They'll reset. Thompson drives in the key. Bounce pass across the middle. Darch will save it, but she's behind the backboard. Really nowhere to go. Just got out of the key in time. No 3-second call. Thompson drives the lane and a rebound inside for Samuelson. Long lead pass up ahead for Newman. She'll track it down in the left corner. Newman will take the shot from there, and it's long, and fighting for the rebound, Samuelson comes away with it. We'll get it out to Yashmenov, and now to the top of the key for Kuzikin. Just underway in the second half, and Kinko with the basketball will get a blocking foul coming up, and that will go against the Bulldogs. And it will be Allison Litke picking up her third personal foul. First foul of the second half on Litke. As the ball will come in to the backcourt for Kuzikin, Peyton will bring it across the timeline, get it to Newman. Bounce pass to the right wing. Yashmenov will walk it back out once again to the top of the key, and King Cove will reset from there. 6:25 still to go here in our third quarters. We just get settled in to the second half, 38-10, Bulldogs. King Cove moving the ball around the perimeter, pass across the lane, and a foul on Thompson. Diving into the passing lane, got a little too much of Kuzikin, and that will be the first foul on Rachel Thompson. Second foul against the Nikiski Bulldogs. And taking out on the far sideline will be King Cove. Passed into the backcourt to Peyton Kuzikin once again. 38-10, as no one has scored yet in the second half. And King Cove, a little weave at the top of the key. They'll get it to Rachel Yashmenov on the left wing to the baseline. Shot on the way. It rolls off the back of the rim, taken by Calver. Rebound put back up against Samuelson and got it to go. 6 points now for Samuelson for King Cove. Nikiski with a long lead pass. Now they'll clear it back to the top once again to Cook on the left wing. Bulldogs will slow things down, come back in the half-court set to Cook at the free-throw line, out to Costello. Penetrates into the key, forces up a shot in traffic, and will draw a foul. And the foul will go against number 21. And that will be Peyton Kuzikin picking up her first foul. And the first foul of the second half, 38-12 in favor of the Bulldogs in the ball game. Well, hang on, we got free throw first. There we go. Costello makes the first one. Now we can get our substitutions into the game. Coming in will be number 14. That's McKenna Gould. And coming in for the Nikiski Bulldogs will be number 40, Tina Litson. Second free throw coming up here for Katie Costello on its way. And it rims out. Cook tips it. Darch comes up with it, puts it up over the rim, and scores it. And Alicia Darch, using her height advantage on the floor, driving down the lane. King Cove to the top of the key. Rachel gets a shot and got it. Quick release for Rachel Yasmenoff. And now it is 41-14 in favor of the Bulldogs. 5:10 still to go in the third. Nikiski with the basketball. Listen, pump fake, doesn't shoot it from the right wing. Back out top. Thompson get called for the travel again. Takes that stutter step before she puts the ball on the floor. 5 minutes still to go here in the third. And it's Kinko basketball. At 5 o'clock, we have high school hockey here on KSRM. Kenai Cardinals playing the Wasilla Warriors. Wasilla, the number one seed in the tournament. Whoever wins that goes to tomorrow's championship game and automatically qualifies to state. And we'll follow that game at 7:30. It'll be the Sohi hockey team against the Colony Knights, and same thing. Whoever wins that goes to Saturday's championship game, and whoever wins that goes to state. Timeout called on the floor. We'll take a minute break here on KSRM.
Arby's welcomes King's Hawaiian Roast Beef and Swiss Sandwich. Just because you live on the mainland doesn't mean you can't get a taste of Hawaii. Try their King's Hawaiian Roast Beef and Swiss Sandwich, made with Arby's thinly sliced roast beef, Swiss cheese, pickles, and a creamy Dijon sauce on a soft, slightly sweet, and airy, irresistible King's Hawaiian Sandwich bun. It's only available for a limited time, and you can find it now at Arby's in Kenai and Soldana. King's Hawaiian is a registered trademark of King's Hawaiian Holding Company, Incorporated.
When my son entered geometry, he was lost and insecure about the subject. I called the study looking for hope. And after 5 sessions, he's already doing better. I can't thank the study enough. His tutor is spectacular. I am forever grateful for her ability to bend and figure out his style of learning. I found the solution through the study to provide parents like me with the tools to get the help our kids need for a successful education.
Visit thestudysoldana.com.
Well, welcome back. As we come out of the timeout, King Cove going to turn the ball over on the inbound. It'll go back to the Bulldogs. 4:50 still to go in the third, 41-14 in favor of the Nikiski girls. A tall order here for King Cove, as the Bulldog girls have really been playing good basketball here in 2014 as we turn the corner in January. Pass over to the baseline. Now down low for Darch. Turns. Got it. Boy, nice little turn. Right-hand baby hook for Darch. And Darch now on the day has a dozen points, including 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 43-14. Bulldogs. Shot from the top of the key. Three-pointer just off the mark. Rebound for Darch on the baseline, and outlet goes to Thompson. Rachel will bring it ahead to Cook. Back out top for Rachel. At the free throw line, over to the right wing, Costello. Skip it across. Picking it up is Litson. Takes one dribble, puts it off the glass, and scores it. Tina Litson for 2. Her first field goal. She has 3 points total now, and she's 1 for 2 from the line. We're halfway through the third quarter, 45-14 in favor of the Bulldog girls. Rachel Yatsminoff trying to dribble the basketball. Gets caught in traffic. We'll finally get it off to Peyton. Brings it back out by the timeline. Bobbled it for a moment. We'll go back to Rachel. Tries to drive the left baseline. Turned away by Litson. Good defense by the Bulldogs. Man-to-man pressure by Nikiski, taking away some passing lane. Driving into the middle of the key. A bounce pass back out. Rachel wide open from 15. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound is tipped. It's on the floor. And Costello will get to it for the Bulldogs. And the quick outlet to Thompson. 3:20 still to go in the third. Cooks wide open the free throw line. Caught it. Turned. Fired it. Hit the back of the rim. And on the long rebound and the runout, Rachel Yasmanoff will bring it all the way herself. Now we'll give it back out to the top. Newman with the basketball, trying to go to the high post to Gould. It's tipped away, but Newman will gather it back in. Gould with a height disadvantage there. She's matched up against Darch. Pass goes back to Rachel Yasmana. She ends up dribbling away from the basket out by the timeline. Handoff inside, and a drive ball partially blocked away from Newman, and the Bulldogs come up with it. 2:40 remaining in the third, 45-14, as Nikiski gets it down low to Darch. There's a double team. Back out to Litson. Her shot is short and a rebound. And here again comes Rachel Yasmanoff on the dribble. Will pass to the baseline. Shot on the way is long and a rebound for the Bulldogs. Thompson, long lead pass for Costello. Catches on the run and lays it up and in. Nice lead pass from Thompson to Costello. 47-14 now in favor of Nikiski. 2:12 still to go. In our third quarter of play, here's the high pick and roll, and the Bulldogs will switch out of it. Ball kicked out of bounds. It'll be Kinko basketball. For the Bulldogs, checking in will be Rydell. Also checking in is Parrish. And back in the ball game is Allison Litke. Staying on for the Bulldogs will be Thompson and Darch. 2:06 still to go in the third. Inbound pass. Bounced it into Peyton Kuzikin with the basketball. Kelly Culver on the bench with three personal fouls. And the ball on the floor and a held ball. Tie it up. Possession arrow will keep it with King Cove. And just under 2 minutes to play now in the third. Inbound pass bounced in to Rachel. She brings all the way out to the center circle. Keeps her dribble alive. A switch by the Bulldogs. Thompson will pick up Rachel Yasmanoff. Pass across to Gould on the left side. Gold one dribble pickup, back over to Rachel. They play catch above the three-point line. Back over to the baseline. Bounce pass down low for Gould. Has to dribble it out to get control of it. As a steal now, as Rydell will steal the basketball and get the outlet ahead. Here comes Litke on the left wing. Stops there, back to Thompson, and now over to Parrish. Parrish thought about driving to the rim, brought it back out instead. And the Bulldogs will slow things down in the half court. Rydell with the basketball on the left wing. Maybe got away with an extra step. Comes out to Thompson. Back to Rydell and now to the baseline. Litke with the basketball on the left baseline. 105. They go down low to Darch. Turns. Got it on the glass and it doesn't drop. Ball tipped. And it's going to belong to King Cove. Nice box out inside by the rookie girls. 1 minute now remaining in our third quarter of play. It is 47-14 in favor of Nikiski. High screen set. Rachel fights through it. A running one-hander up and good. 2 points for Peyton Kuzikin, and that's her second basket of the game. 47-16 now in favor of the Bulldog girls. Parrish with the ball on the right wing. Back out top. We'll see if the Bulldogs go for the last shot. 35 seconds left as they move the ball around the three-point line. Three guards to the outside. Thompson will get the ball on the right wing and dribble all back out to the point, then return it to Parrish on the right side. Around they'll go down to the left side for Rydell. Takes one dribble, and she's going to get tied up in a held ball. Hustling in was Peyton Kuzikin to tie up the basketball. On the possession arrow, the ball will stay with the Bulldogs, and the inbound pass will go into the backcourt to Thompson. Down to 15 seconds left in the third. Bulldogs are working for one final shot. Rydell with it, back out top for Thompson. Costello hit a shot at the buzzer as the Bulldogs worked it down. Rydell will take one, hit the rim and dropped in. Three-pointer for Rydell as it hit the rim and rolled in. And the Bulldogs can do a little wrong so far here in this game. 50 points for the Bulldogs, 16 for King Cove. We'll take a minute break. We'll be back. Fourth quarter action coming up on KSRM 920 AM and KSDP down in Sandpoint.
Love life. Live fit. The Fitness Place, encouraging everyone in 2014 to love life and live fit. They're still the number one gym on the Kenai, providing you with the number one trainers and a great variety of classes like power pacing, bike-a-vision, Zumba, kettlebell strength, Pologa, hip-hop, and body pump. Find them online at thefitnessplace.com or like them on Facebook.
Love life. Live fit.
Peninsula Community Health Services. They're a comprehensive community health center serving the Central Kenai Peninsula.
They offer medical, dental, and behavioral health services. They invite you to learn more about them on their website, www.pchsak.org. Peninsula Community Health Services, 260-7300. Strengthening our community by providing accessible, affordable health care.
Welcome back. We start our fourth quarter of play. It'll be King Cove basketball, 50-16 in favor of the Bulldogs, as King Cove will get it down low, shot up, and a foul on the Bulldogs on a quick shot by Kaylee Calver, and she will get to go to the free throw line. She'll shoot the first free throws of the day for the rookies. That will be the third of the half on McKiskey and the second on Haley Rydell. First free throw is good. Kaylee Calver at the free throw line. That's our first point. 50-17, second free throw for Culver's on its way. Got them both. Nice looking release and two free throws for Culver. 50-18 as we get settled in here to our fourth quarter of play. Just the one game today from McKiskey, but plenty more basketball coming your way. There's a running one-hander and a shot by Rydell is good. The Soldotna Star girls are playing against Wasilla over on ESPN, 11:40 a.m. If you're a Soldotna Star fan, you're looking for the game, that's where you'll find it. Then at 8 o'clock tonight, the Kenai Cardinal girls will be over on ESPN for high school basketball as well. 52-18 as the ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll still be King Cove basketball. Non-league games here at McKiskey. Game, not games, just one. 1A King Cove girls and the 3A McKiskey Bulldog girls. King Cove in a weave at the top. Pull-up shot from 18, nothing but net. Nice shot up and good for Peyton and Kuzikin, and she now has three baskets on the day. 52-20 in favor of McKiskey. Pass down low to Darch. Comes back out top once again to Kornstead. Kornstead starting off the second quarter. Rydell on the floor. Parrish on the floor. So just two regular starters out there for McKiskey. Pass down low for Darch at the left block. She'll rotate it around. Rydell passes on a shot. She was open for 15. Will bounce pass down to the baseline to Darch. Backdoor cut for Thompson. Puts it up and in. Good ball movement by the Bulldogs, and that's Rachel's first basket of the second half. Six and a half still to play here in our fourth quarter, and it's 54-20, McKiskey. Rachel has her head on a swivel. She won't get caught up by that high pick and roll. Bounce pass will go over to Newman. She'll attack the rim down low, got to Samuelson. Her shot rolls in and out, and a rebound for the Bulldogs to Darch. Long lead pass up ahead now to Kornstead over on the right wing. Gives up her dribble, and she's in a little bit of a trap. She'll get it to Darch and then back out top. Parrish with the catch, and she'll shoot it from the top of the key and draw a foul. And Parrish is going to get to shoot three free throws, I believe. She had both feet behind the line. The foul will go against King Cove. And the foul will go on number 20, and that'll be number three on Chanel Newman. And three free throws here for Parrish. First free throw on its way is no good. Another free throw still to come. Second free throw for Parrish as she lines it up, and that one is good. And now checking into the ball game will be Jody Cook, and she will come in for Darch, and also off the bench quickly is Brittany Perry for the Bulldogs, in for Rachel Thompson. 6:07 remaining in the game, and Parrish at the free throw line, shooting the third of three, and that's off the rim. Tipped by Cook, and coming down with it will be Culver for the rookies. Culver will lead it up ahead. Trying to drive is Rachel. Had it knocked away from her out of bounds, it'll still be McKiskey ball. 55-20 and just under 6 minutes remaining in our game. Fairly quick ball game for all the scoring. 75 points scored. Pass to the top. Chanel Newman trying to maneuver in traffic. Will hand off to Peyton. A little weave at the top. Peyton's open. Shot rims in and out. And a long rebound brought down by Jody Cook. Outlet will go to Avery Kornstead, and then ahead to Parrish. Parrish on the left wing, one dribble pickup. Will find the other side. Perry, Perry with a shot and got it. Boy, just checked in the game, and Brittany Perry hits it. One of those days where everything's going well offensively for the Bulldogs. 57-20. 5:20 still to go. Trying to maneuver in traffic. Quick shot. Oh, and drawing a foul. So that'll be Peyton Kuzikin will go to the free throw line, and the foul will go on Haley Rydell, and that's her third personal foul. two free throws coming up here. First free throw hits the back of the rim and falls off to the right side. No good. Another free throw still to come for Peyton Kuzikin. Into the ballgame, Chyna Litson checks in for the Bulldogs. Litke checks back in for the Bulldogs as well. And next free throw is off the mark. Rebound inside for Litke. Outlet pass to Litson. Long lead pass up ahead. Caught by Perry. Puts it up and it rolls in and out. And Litke is there to put it back up and in. Offensive rebound to put back for Allison Litke. Down to 5:05 remaining in the game. And now 59-20 in favor of the Bulldogs. Kinko with the basketball. Shot from the right wing. Off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Cook. As Rachel, that's Menoff, can't get the basket to fall. Bulldogs have the ball once again. Litson in the key, shot, got it. Yeah, Air had one of those days where the ball just seems to find its way to the bottom of the rim. Doesn't happen often, but the Bulldogs are having one today. 61-20 in favor of Nikiski and a reach-in foul on Chyna Litson. That'll be the fifth on the Bulldogs and the second on Litson. And the ball will belong to King Code. They'll take it out in front of their own bench with 4:20 remaining in the game. High screen. Perry kind of slides under it, takes away the attack, and the ball has to come back out top for Rachel. Her shot from the free throw line off the back of the rim. Rebound inside for Cook. Outlet will go to Riddell. She'll push it to the left wing. Wants to attack and has it blocked out of bounds. Kind of lost the handle on it on her way up. Bulldogs will bring back in Avery Kornstead. And also checking back in is going to be Ariana Parrish. And for Nikiski now, Litke is the only starter that's on the floor for the Bulldogs. Litke with the basketball at the top. They'll reverse it around. Kornstedt will launch a three. It's short, didn't draw iron. Tipped by Parrish, but the Bulldogs won't be able to save it. 3:33 left in our ballgame. Make sure you stay with us for our postgame show. Is sponsored by Keller Williams and Chris Drusdo as we wrap things up and we pick ourselves a Soldotna Pizza Boys player of the game as well. 3:20 remaining here in regulation time, 61-20. And a three-point shot is off the front of the rim, taken by Newman. Rebound inside and put back up and good. An offensive rebound and put back from the inside. And back the other way, Bulldogs with the basketball. Driving down the lane is Parrish, but she can't get the shot to drop. Rebound inside for Cameron Samuelson. Parrish will knock it loose and come up with it. Get out top for Kornstedt. Her shot off the front of the rim. Rebound hit the floor. Perry will battle for it. Coming away with it is going to be Newman. And Newman on the long outlet pass will throw it away to Kornstedt. Now it's a little sloppy. 2:35 still to go in the game. Pass inside. Stolen away. Knocked loose by Culver. She'll come up with it for King Cove. We'll get it ahead to Newman as she comes across the timeline, and we'll slow things down a little bit. Newman gives up her dribble way too early. Rachel has to come out to help her. Rachel Yasminov with the basketball, a crossover dribble, shot from the free throw line, is going to come up short, and it's going to hit the end line, and that will give the ball back once again to Nikiski. 61-22 is our score, and it's 2 minutes remaining now in the ballgame. Parrish with the basketball on the far left wing. Looking to throw across the key. She does. Perry will catch it, shoot it, and score it. Brittany Perry is 2 for 2 from the floor. And a timeout is called on the floor as well. 1:48 remaining in the game is 63-22 in favor of Nikiski. And just a 30-second break here on KSRM.
When you need your home sold, go with the first string, not the bench. Check the scoreboard. Chris Drusdo with Keller Williams Realty is number one on the Kenai Peninsula. Chris is number one with most properties sold. Chris is number one in total volume sold. With Chris, there's no upfront fees, no processing fees, and you can cancel your listing at any time and pay nothing. If you need your home sold, remember, don't use the bench. Pick the first string. Pick Chris. Get your home sold fast and for top dollar. The scoreboard says it all. Check out KenaiRealEstate.com or call 260-3000.
For that? Okay. Welcome back. We have 1:48 remaining, and we will go running clock now at the 40-point mercy rule. There does stop for timeouts, and it stops for injuries. But besides that, this will go really quick. 1:48 left to go on the clock. When we inbound the basketball coming out of the timeout, it will be Kinko ball. Glad you joined us here. Stay with us for our postgame show as well, as the Bulldogs now have a 41-point advantage, but a reach-in foul coming up on Perry. That'll be her first, and team foul number 6 against the Bulldogs, a minute and a half and counting on the clock. Non-shooting foul, so take it out on the sideline, and a turnover. Bounce pass, Parrish with a steal, Parrish with a run-out, shot doesn't go. Tipped, and Kinko has it back again. Long lead pass ahead for Samuelson. Samuelson on the left block. We'll kick it back out. Rachel with a shot up and good. Rachel Yakmanoff with another basket. She has 6 points on the day. 63-24 and 105 to play. Kornstedt will launch a three. It hit the front of the rim. Rebound fought for, and Parrish in there battling, but ripping it away is going to be Gould. And McKenna Gould has the basketball for King Cove. King Cove rookies with the ball, and just 50 seconds left to play in regulation time as they try and set that high pick and roll. Lifton just bouncing off the high screen. Pass now will go to Newman. Her shot from the free throw line is good. 2 more points for Newman. 63-26 in favor of Nikiski, and we're down to 30 seconds remaining in today's varsity girls game. Ball knocked out of bounds. Back in the ball game, Haley Rydahl will check back in for Nikiski. And it'll be Kornstedt, inbound from the far sideline, gets into Perry. She lost the handle on it. With the basketball now, King Cove in traffic. He gets knocked to the floor, a fight for the ball, and a travel violation on Perry. The clock will continue to run, and that might be it. There's just 5 seconds left. King Cove will have time maybe to inbound the ball. That will be it. All right, there's a buzzer. Game over. Final score, King Cove 26, and the Nikiski Bulldogs 63. We'll take a minute break here. We'll come back and wrap things up. Our postgame show is sponsored by Keller Williams and Chris Drusdow up next here on KSRM.